The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With the all-new Nissan Juke. The coupe crossover by Nissan. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
A story that would have touched a lot of hearts. You would have seen it on the news yesterday, certainly over the last 24 or 48 hours. The Gardaí have seized 10 dogs they believe were stolen in Limerick. And apparently there has been an awful dog-napping trend recently. But would it all come down, could it all come down to higher demand on pets to keep us company during lockdown? Is our COVID loneliness actually fueling this? Well, joining me now is Corina Fitzsimons, who's PR and Communications Manager of Dogs Trust Ireland. Good evening, Corina. Thank you for talking to us on News Talk. Is that possible that, you know, that there's such an epidemic of loneliness to go with the pandemic that this has driven a demand for pets and that people are actually going out and robbing other pets to give them to lonely people?
Unfortunately, yeah, dogs, it's just an unprecedented demand for dogs at the moment, and nobody could have foreseen that this would happen during lockdown. So at the moment, the price of dogs is gone through the roof. We saw on Google Trends that the search rates for puppies for sale had gone up 400% during lockdown. So it appears since lockdown restrictions have been eased slightly for a lot of people, more dogs are going missing, and a lot of people are suspecting their dogs have been stolen. And as you say, the Gardaí recovered dogs last night. Now, sadly, only one of those dogs appears to be microchipped and registered. So that's a big message for people, is to have their dogs microchipped. We had an elderly gentleman last week who got reunited with Jack Russell after 3 years, because she was found outside a petrol station, and they brought her to a vet and scanned her, and they rang him straight away because they were able to do so. So it's really, really important. It's the only reputable form of permanently identifying your dog, is to have them chipped and make sure that your details are recorded against that chip, because you just never know when they might show up.
But Corina, surely if people want a dog, there's so many shelters and organisations like yours all over the country. You always have more dogs than you have clients. So why don't they go to people like you? Why would they, you know, I suppose, encourage people to go and rob somebody else's dog for themselves?
Well, unfortunately, because of the value of dogs at the moment, that's what we suspect, is that dogs are being stolen, A, to be sold on, and B, to possibly breed from. And it would appear that some dogs are reappearing again in a few months. So if it's a female dog, they're not going to know if the dog is neutered. So when she doesn't go into heat, that's maybe when they're letting them go again. Yeah, we would always encourage people to adopt a dog where possible. Now, there are reasons that people want a specific breed, and we may not have that dog, you know, or if they're a family and we don't have any puppies and they have young children. So we have to be realistic. And as much as we would love every single person to adopt from a shelter or a rescue, we do understand that there are some people who are going to go online. So we never, ever recommend buying a dog online. But if you are, if you do want to buy a dog, especially in the current climate, we'd recommend you go to petbond.ie, because there's a team of vets are checking that those dogs are not from puppy farms.
Yeah, interesting thing about, I was on websites recently, I was actually thinking about getting a dog myself. So I was looking around and I was looking at a specific breed. And then, of course, you know, the links take you all over the place. And I noticed that there was a huge amounts of dogs that were on offer for really serious money. They weren't thoroughbreds. They weren't what you would call purebreds. They were mixes or boutique breeds or whatever the hell. Why would people pay, you know, 500, 600, 700, 1,000 euros for things that we would have called mongrels when I was growing up? What is that about? Explain that trend to me.
That is a $1 million question, because I don't know. It seems to be when Game of Thrones was on, huskies were trendy. And then if certain people on social media, certain, you know, celebrities are seen to get certain types of dogs, then other people rush out and get them. There was an ad one Christmas with a boxer dog. Then they became, you know, really, really popular. Everyone wanted a boxer dog. And as well, some people with allergies will try and get dogs or poodle crosses because they shed less.
Yeah.
So, you know, that helps. So it's just, yeah, people are paying thousands of euros. And a lot of people don't realise that Cavachons and Morkies and Maltichons, they're not actually breeds. They're crossbreeds. They're a mix of at least two different dogs. And yeah, people are paying like 2,000-3,000 euro for these dogs. And as you say, years ago, that just wouldn't have happened.
Well, it's a bit,
and
like,
unfortunately,
sorry, it's a bit, sorry. Like, it's a bit like paying thousands of euro for a fake Gucci purse or something, isn't it? I mean, it doesn't make sense. And these dogs are being, the price is what, based on trendiness and cuteness?
Yeah, exactly. And demand as well. And unfortunately, a lot of these small, curly, fluffy designer breeds are not bred very well, and they're bred by people who are more concerned about how much they can make rather than having any concern at all for the dog's welfare or, you know,
yeah,
the conditions that they're kept in, or the poor mum who's churning out these puppies litter after litter. So that's the real concern. And often people think when they get a puppy, and if the puppy isn't well, or, you know, they suspect they might not be from a nice place, they think they're actually rescuing the puppy and taking it away from somewhere bad. But what they don't realise is you're actually just creating more demand for that puppy farmer to fill up that space and keep churning out these puppies. So it's that's, you know, once you've seen a puppy online and you get in your car, you are not going to turn back around. 99% of people aren't. So we're asking people just not to go online to do this in the first place. Because as I say, once you're there and you see the puppy, especially if they don't look well, it's very hard to walk away. And that's what they're counting on as well.
OK, very quickly, Karina, before we go, how can dog owners protect their pets?
The first thing really is to have the microchip, make sure your details are up to date and you have a microchip and certificate. Also, a collar and ID tag should have your name and address on it. That's also a requirement by law. And keep your dog in sight. Even if they're going out the back garden for a wee, just make sure you can see them. And if you're out walking and your dog is off, make sure they've brilliant recall. They come straight back to you and you don't let them out of your line of sight. And if they do go missing, immediately report it to your Garda station and your local dog warden and all the local animal rescues as well.
Okay, Karina Fitzsimons, PR and Communications Manager of Dogs Trust. Thank you for joining us here on News Talk.